back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, 319-527-3453. Let's go to the phone lines. We have some callers, right?
Yep. Take the first call. First time caller. Can you hear us?
I've called before.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Good, good. I can. How are you?
Will? Awesome. Good. Thank you so much for the call.
What's your name and where are you calling from? Your first name.
This is Randy from New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Randy. Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Well, I keep seeing these videos of all these protests. That first clip you showed of the student who has absolutely no idea why she's there, why she's protesting, pretty much just sums up the blind ignorance that our young have in going into this without doing their homework. They need to really wake up. They need to understand just how blind that they are being led to basically the slaughter of this country. And I'm really tired of just seeing how much oppression and how much, you know, America is so racist, and just I'm sick of it. I'm so tired of the ignorance of this whole narrative.
Yep.
And that people really need to start standing up and saying absolutely not, or you know what, if you don't like it, leave. It's just that simple.
Randy, let me ask you, why do you think that they're creating this this narrative with the youth? Why do you think they're doing this?
Well, it's literally it's the Marxist playbook. If you want to drop mm-hmm. a country, there's whole thing of it's literally in Karl Marx's handbook. It was also discussed with the KGB defector back in the late 80s of how to overthrow a country. You start with the youth. You destroy the family unit. You get rid of religion. You go ahead and basically take the next upcoming generation to despise the upbringing so that they welcome in communism. And then once you have that, you drop a country. It's just that simple. It's history. It's the problem is that they're not showing the true history to teach these kids of what has happened in the past, and we're about to repeat it.
That's the
biggest problem we face.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that we're talking about at colleges where they're supposed to be teaching the actual history, and they're doing just the opposite?
Well, they become social justice indoctrination camps. That's exactly what they are, especially these Ivy League type.
Yeah, it's just the point that it's at colleges where they're supposed to be on top of their A game when it comes to history.
Yeah,
you know
right?
what? You even have their professors are indoctrinated too. It's now that's where we're at in history. We see the professors out there standing next to them.
Yes,
protesting with them.
Everybody. Be a victim. It's just so disheartening. It's the more points that you have on being victimized, the more you feel that you have a social status.
Yeah, you know what? We were watching a video earlier, and it was saying that there's an agenda behind it, 100% what you just said, and 10% of these people are the actual agitators. The rest of them, 90%, are the ignorant people that they're using for their agenda.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
100% spot on. And unfortunately, you know, the people that are the most complicit are the ones that go along with this narrative.
Yep, 100%. 100%. Hey, Randy, thank you so much for the awesome call. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, great call.
You as well.
All right, take care.
All right, well, we have Greg from Minnesota.
Greg? Hey, Greg, thank you so much for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for taking my call. In watching, first of all, I say God is still in control on the throne. We need not fear or be anxious about anything.
Yes, yes.
But I've watched these protesters, and have you noticed, there's a couple things, that a lot of these signs are all the same. They're not just, you know, they're like, it's like they're printed up. And I'm sure they are. And if you look at all these tents, they are all so similar. And there's been reports, and I think it's probably true, that George Soros, among others, are funding this, and they're getting paid.
100%. In fact, even Eric Adams questioned. He's like, oh, how come all these, and he's a leftist. He's like, why are all these people have the same tents? There's a global agenda happening. the left, and they utilize the naive, they utilize the left, because quite honestly, the Biden administration is behind, they are along with the Islamic Brotherhood, they're along with these people invading our country at the border, he's a globalist. And so all of these things are perpetuating what we're seeing happening right now. Yeah. Joe Biden, he's for it.
And Greg, you bring up a really good point, how they have these signs, and you notice how quick they get all of these signs that are very well made. And then, of course, they get all these tents that are exact same, like you just brought up. Isn't it? It's like they've been planning this, right? Wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. You know, and it kind of reminds me of the Summer of Love of 2020. You know, it's different people, same agenda. But
right.
My concern is, with all these, you know, thousands of so-called protesters, that is there a good possibility that there's actually some jihadists and stuff in there, embedded in there, just waiting? Just a thought.
Yeah.
Know what? If you can, look at your screen right now. Right now they're showing where there's, you know, some rustling between the police and the Hamas protesters, and there's a little boy with a mask on, so whoever he's there
looks like he's on someone's shoulders.
He's on somebody's shoulders, and the back of his shirt says "Ceasefire now, free Palestine." Now this little kid is in this environment. He has no clue about the history of what of Hamas and Palestine and
exactly.
the Middle East.
And to go along with what Greg is saying, that all these people are the same. Look, they have on masks.
Yeah.
I mean, why do they have on masks? Because this is proof, Greg, what he is saying, it proves his point.
Yep.
Well, they have the keffiyehs. A lot of them have the keffiyehs.
Yes. Yes.
And, to say to anybody who has two brain cells to rub together should see that this is planned. There's no other explanation for it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The problem is their brain cells, they only have two, and they're social distancing from one another.
Your last call mentioned something, and I think it was Stalin or somebody in his circle that called the useful idiots.
Yes, yep, they're useful idiots, and that's exactly what's happening. Hey, Greg, thank you so much for the call, Greg. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right, take care.
That's great. Okay, well, we have another phone call. The last four digits are 3528.
Hello, caller. What is your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Scott, and I'm calling from Prescott, Arizona.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Well, I have to set the thing up here. I'm a 7-year veteran. I was never an officer. I was an enlisted man. And I'm not proud to say what service I was in, but I was in the Navy. And now the Navy has been disgraced completely, and I'm embarrassed about it.
Mm.
But my whole thing is this. In those 7 years I was in, and I did my full service, I raised my hand 2 times to the oath of domestic enemies and foreign enemies. When is the military going to get going? They have totally destroyed that oath. We are in domestic enemies and in foreign enemies right now. What am I supposed to think what's going on with this country when my own country's military doesn't give a damn?
Yep,
and I'm sorry to say that.
You know, Scott, you are spot on. And you know what? I think, Scott, let me ask you this, Scott.
My life.
Let me ask you this, Scott, because you took the oath, and I can tell and I can hear the passion in your voice. Now you have the military putting dresses on men. They're not going to do anything about this. Please express to us, and keep PG-13, but express to us how you feel serving in the military, and now you're seeing this, what's happening to our country.
It's destroying me. I can't take it anymore. I can't. I know what to do. We're going to be in a war. It's going to happen. I'm getting ready right now. I'm getting ready for food, water, and ammo. And I live in a pretty safe place in Arizona, in Prescott. But I tell you right now, it's going to get bad. And it was going to happen. The deliveries are going to stop. And if you don't have food, you're going to starve to death.
Hey, how long did you serve, Scott?
7 years.
7 years.
From 78
Thank
to
85. You. Yeah. You know what? I heard a military man. A military man.
When did my commander in chief?
I had an ex-military officer, he did an interview, and he was saying that that we have the greatest military in the world. The problem is the leadership is failing us. We have a weak leadership, we have a weak military.
Yep. They've infiltrated our country, and I'm telling you now, like the Declaration of Independence say, we have the right to do it. Well, I'm waiting and I'm going.
Yeah, you know what? There's millions of people out there just like you right now, Scott, that are saying, you know what? We got to get ready. I've been telling people you got to get ready. And you know what? I've even gone as far as getting a satellite phone, and I've been telling people what I've been doing. I have a satellite phone, and I've been telling other people get a satellite phone so we can be in communication. But a lot of people, they don't think it's bad. They think it's just gonna, all of this is going to phase out. It's not going to. They have to destroy this country before November.
Not this time. My feeling is I don't think we're going to make it in November. There's no way. I'm sorry to say that.
Right,
and people think, we're a bomb and everything else. Well, we're hearing it now. Now we're here.
Yes.
So thanks for taking my call, Will. Yep. God bless you.
And God bless you, Scott. And thank you for your service.
In September, we'll see what happens after that.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about this. The phone line is open. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.